Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. It's a Friday. We're here to have some fun. Thanks for joining us. Seth and James here with you. And we're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend Brittany Merlot talking a little Mother Nature. And Brittany, this weather is bloody rubbish. This weather is rubbish.
I heard the accent coming out. I was like, uh-oh.
This is rubbish weather that we're dealing with here. I'm telling you, it's reminding me of England. This is a fog and all of this. I just don't even know what to do with it.
Except it's too warm.
It's a little bit too warm
for England,
yeah. Brittany, what do we do about this?
Oh, just embrace it. That's all we can do. And just take the accent and embrace it like you're doing.
Seems like a good idea. It does look like we're going to get some clearer weather and some nice kind of almost fall time type of temperatures next week once we get through this rain this weekend.
Yes, we are. So we've got just a range of weather. So for today, this cloud, these foggy conditions will clear here in about an hour or so. And we'll see some spots of sunshine early morning, or I should say late morning. But then by the afternoon, we are going to see more clouds building in, chances for some showers and storms, mainly from about 2 to 6, I think. They should all kick on out of our area by then and move off to the east. So we'll see a clearer evening. For tomorrow, though, we are going to see this low-pressure system move off into Michigan. It's not going to be too far away, and it's such a big, strong system that it's going to be spinning scattered showers and storms around it. So they'll be coming from the north down here towards us. It'll be very spotty and light. Nothing major to worry about, just kind of annoying. Otherwise, for Sunday, we're going to be bright, beautiful, ton of sunshine, and still summery. Highs will tap 80 degrees both Sunday and Monday. But as we cruise into midweek next week, we are going to start dropping below our average highs into the upper 70s, some mid-70s, and like you said, some fall-like temperatures right around the corner. So a muggy, damp, dreary weekend, but it ends bright and beautiful on Sunday.
All right.
I'm wearing shorts as much as I can, as I can from now until whenever autumn decides to get here, because I am going to enjoy this. I'm not ready to let go of these warmer temperatures.
Oh, no, not yet.
Not yet.
You're not the only one.
Brittany, have a great weekend. We'll meet you back here Monday, okay?
Sounds good. You as well. Bye-bye. Right,
thank you. Best in the business right there. Mm-hmm. Brittany Merlot puts up with so much of me. Puts up with so much. We appreciate you, Britt. We got more good things coming up for you, everybody. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner, where we're not just going to celebrate today. No, no. Saturday and Sunday as well.
Mm-hmm.
Scrabble is adding some more slang terms to their board game.
Oh, that are legal words you can use. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that'll be interesting.
Get into that one. A coffee shop is charging people for Wi-Fi. We're going to get into that one.
Oh, boy.
And we, of course, are going to have some fun in a little bit after the news break with our star of the day.
Yes, it's Friday. Woo!
Seth and I are going to play a famous older TV theme song. You go ahead and call up, get the answer right, and boom, just like that, you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. And a big thank you to Culver's. Wherever you got one putting back into their community.
We
appreciate our friends at Culver's. At 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have some entertainment news for you. Looking forward to what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, and, of course, what is new on your local theater stage.
We'll do
that as well. I got plenty more to get into, and then later in the 9 o'clock hour, how to tell a great joke. Got that one for you.
Well, I don't want to brag, but no, I'm just kidding.
A little bit after that, we will get into what TV workplace would you actually like to work at?
Ooh.
Yeah, I've been saving this one for a Friday show, Seth. I thought this would be a good one for us.
That'll be an interesting one, yeah.
We'll get into that one a little bit later, and I definitely want audience participation on that one. I want to know what TV workplace you would love to work at.
There you go.
Get that answer ready, and we'll have it. We'll be talking about that in the 9 o'clock hour. But as long as we're talking jokes, I wanted to look into our National Day of Calendar.
Okay, all right.
We don't get to do this much anymore over here.
Yep.
For one, we start off with, of course, National Airborne Day. We say a gigantic thank you to our those in the Air Force service.
All right.
We appreciate your service
what
you do.
We do.
Big thank you to all of you out there. Certainly, I want to throw in as well, it is National Kool-Aid Day.
Oh, yeah.
Nicely done. did Seth actually smash through a wall to do that?
It's very quietly.
I have no idea how we're going to fix that. I have no idea how we're going to. But Kool-Aid, I mean, how many of us grew up and lived on Kool-Aid?
I'm with you. I was right there.
Man. I was just looking through the notes here on it, and it was created in Nebraska.
Really?
It's kind of cool. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, there's nothing else to do in Nebraska. No, I'm just kidding.
That's it. That is it.
Throwing shade at Nebraska.
Wait for the Cornhuskers to be good. That's about it.
Oh, you'll be waiting for a while.
Yeah. But it is also National Tell a Joke Day.
Oh, perfect.
This is a day for certainly, not only trying out some jokes, maybe bringing back some old ones,
yeah,
but certainly a day for dads to rejoice for father humor.
You better believe it.
A horse walks into a bar, bartender says, why the long face? You're going to hear these jokes a lot today. But I don't know. I want to hear yours, but we are a live show. We are a PG show.
Family show right here, everybody.
A lot of people cry when they cut an onion, and the real problem with that is the trick is you are not supposed to form an emotional bond with the onion. That's why that happens.
Uh-huh.
You stop doing that, yeah. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
I do not like people who use big words just to make themselves look, prospectus. It's not cool, man. And I am personally one of the most humble people you will ever meet.
Okay.
Extremely humble. I would make the argument that I am the most humble person in the world.
Yes.
Maybe in history.
There you go.
Maybe the most humble person that has ever existed.
That's one of my favorites.
Humble.
I am so humble.
When you think of me, think of humble. When you,
and you will think of me.
There's a lot of different styles of jokes and humor. Yeah. And one of the greatest gifts you can give to another human being is to make them laugh.
Laughter.
And a line that I learned from my father a long time ago, I don't care if you're laughing at me or with me, just as long as you're laughing. Spread the humor out there,
everybody. And don't try too hard, though.
Yeah.
Because hardly ever works. It really doesn't work out too well.
No, it doesn't. Tell me about it. How do you drown a hipster in the mainstream?
Pretty good. I like that one. Yeah.
I like that one.
Good
like
pun
that
in
one.
That one, yeah.
People are always telling me to live my dreams, but I don't want to be naked in an exam, not knowing how to fill out some form or something.
That was actually a pretty good thought one, because it's like, all of our dreams aren't that great, people. There's some bad ones, yeah.
Do you have any go-to jokes? Do you have any that you've used over the years? I have a couple, but I can't say any of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm sure people out there are thinking of like limericks that they can't repeat on these airwaves. But some of my favorites, I'll have to say, and I learned this from being in Boy Scouts, what I call campfire jokes.
Oh, yeah.
So these basically are jokes that are extremely long. And if you're a good joke teller, you can stretch them as far as you want. And they usually end in one of the lamest punchlines you can ever think of to make people very... Actually, now that I think about it, it makes people more upset than laugh. they come after you with sticks. No, I'm just kidding. No. It's usually good, though. People will groan, but they'll be happy. They like the storytelling aspect of it, right?
That's just... Now, to me, those are my favorite jokes to tell, telling a story.
Right.
There's some good ones out there that are longer ones. Mm-hmm. I also think that this is a day to kind of enjoy. Maybe obviously not with the right context and the right people around you some of your other humor that you don't listen to very often. Mm-hmm. This is a great day to go ahead and when's the last time you listened to a good stand-up special? The greatest stand-up special I've ever seen is Robin Williams in San Francisco.
Okay,
it's an early '80s show, but I'd watch some of this and see how much of it held up and everything, because comedy just doesn't age well.
It tends not to.
Yeah, it still stands up.
That's really
still
great.
An incredible performance by Robin Williams. Right. Just an insane performance by him, where every like 5-10 seconds, there's not only a joke, but there's him telling a story that has other bits of humor in it.
He does little asides and yep. And that's some of the best stuff. Yeah.
It's incredible. I used to think that our neighbors that we had move in recently were really cool people. Then they changed their Wi-Fi password, and I'm like, I don't know about these people. I don't. 2 years ago, I asked the girl of my dreams out on a date, and today, Seth, I asked her to marry me. Okay. Now, she said no on both occasions, but I didn't. I tried.
You did. You still went out there.
She did say no.
She did say no,
and among other things.
Okay. What are you doing here? And get off my lawn.
I just opened a new restaurant called Karma. Wanted to tell everybody about this. There's no menu. We just give you what you deserve.
Yeah, I saw that one coming. Saw that one coming.
That's a pretty easy one. I'm afraid to answer the phone.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid to take a phone call.
Tell people to call.
I did. It's my own fault. You're on the show. Good morning.
I thought I'd add a little religious humor to you.
Okay.
So did you know that baseball is mentioned in the Bible?
No, I didn't. No.
Actually, twice. Genesis and John, in the big inning.
All right, I like that one. That was good, Beth.
I've heard that one a few times.
Did you know the type of car that the disciples drove?
No.
A Honda, because they all left in one accord.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh, it's terrible.
You know who's going to love that? My mom. My mom's going to love that one. That's really good. Oh, thank you, Beth. Those were great. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Those are great.
Those are good ones.
Keep them coming, everybody. Keep them coming. We love this. And spread the humor. Spread the laughter.
Yeah.
Especially, in times like this. They always say, kill them with kindness. Kill them with laughter.
Yeah, that's kill right. Them with laughter. Always leave them laughing.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes. I wanted to wrap up the opening monologue here on a fun one. A wedding ring lost on a Kentucky couple's property was finally found 60 years later.
Wow, 60 years. Man.
Barbara Gregory said her husband, Glenn, lost his wedding ring just 2 months after their wedding in 1963. Ouch. That's
sure, he heard about that for a long time.
Oh, yeah. She said the ring was lost near the tree they planted after returning from their honeymoon, but despite a long search, it never turned up.
Mm.
Glenn Gregory died in December and was buried on the Henry Country Farm. Barbara Gregory hired Jonathan Searcy of Searcy Monument to place Glenn's grave marker, and while working near the tree, he spotted something glistening in the sun.
Oh, wow.
Searcy's wife posted a video of the discovery on Facebook. Odds are 1,000,000 to 1. It's like finding a needle in a haystack. God works in mysterious ways, Searcy said.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara said the ring was the first of two that her husband managed to lose over the years. She said
she's not good at it.
She kept his third wedding ring instead of having it buried with him.
Okay.
I didn't send it with him. I thought maybe he might lose it on his way. That's a good joke.
That's a good line.
That is good.
I appreciate that one. Hey, the crazy thing to me is that it never moved.
Yeah.
It was there the whole 60 years. Not a bird, shiny thing picked it up or anything like that.
How many times they might have mowed or anything, moved things around, re-sodded the area. Who knows?
But it was there the whole time. That's crazy.
Sometimes you find things right when you're meant to.
Yeah, that's true.
We will take a time out, come back, and do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Seth and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at El Cafe and the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day. Check out some of their great specials that they have for breakfast and lunch. And don't forget, they got an amazing Friday fish fry over there.
They do.
It's getting more and more popular as we go along, that one. Go check out our friends over at El Cafe. Not only one of the more unique menus you're going to find, one of the greater atmospheres you're going to be around, but some of the best people you'll find.
Absolutely. They're great.
Join our friends at El Cafe and get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And of course, call up.
424-2600 is the number to call.
Love to hear from every one of you.
Yes, we do.
Seth, let's grab three new qualifiers to add to our list.
Okay.
In the beginning of next month, we go ahead and draw a winner or winners, and we get them some gift certificates from our friends at El Cafe.
Yes, indeed.
Keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Yep.
We need a 1 through 3.
Okay, 1.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And I need a 1 through 4.
Oh, wow. 3.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nicely done. Let's see here. 3. All right. So we got ourselves our qualifiers. We can get right into the celebrating. First up, we put the spotlight on Tracy Griffith.
Happy birthday, Tracy.
Happy birthday today, Tracy. Enjoy your day. You're
indeed
our qualifier. You're our sole qualifier for today.
All right.
There you go. For today. Now, for Saturday, we take a look at our list and wishing a happy birthday to a couple of mutual friends of ours here at the station. One, Mr. Mike Edgren.
Oh, happy birthday, Mike.
Mike is an amazing, amazing person.
He is.
One of my favorite actors I have worked with in my career. And one of those guys where I didn't have a director 1 year for a play. The first play I was in with Mike is actually my second show, I think, with WRCT.
Okay.
And the director we had was really not a director. Didn't really just phoned it in, like the definition of phoning it in. Mike was, this was back at the old theater, and we had in the backstage the changing area and everything. We're sitting very closely to each other.
Not much of a backstage.
No, and Mike was right next to me. And I'm a young actor, and I have like four different accents I have to learn with this character. In fact, one of the, I give a monologue where I change my accent three different times in it, and I'm struggling a little bit with this and everything. And Mike just leans over and, young man, you're stressing too much and everything. And he was so good to me, and I attached myself to his hip and got as much information and as much knowledge as I could from that guy. And I do it every time I see him. Just a fabulous actor, fabulous playwright.
Playwright, very good writer, yes.
Wonderful human being. Mike, enjoy your day. We wish you a good one. And I imagine that he's going to be at the shows tonight.
Yeah, he'll probably be at seeing some Shakespeare.
His wife, Susan, of course, joins us all the time. We've heard from Susan, one of our favorite directors, director that brought us together.
That's right.
So we owe a lot to the Egrets here.
We do.
Big shout out to Mike. Enjoy your day, sir. We send a gigantic shout out to our good friend, Kim Goss Shields.
Happy birthday, Kim.
You know Kim from Encourage. She joins us usually once a month, and the gang in Encourage brings on a great guest, and we talk with them and talk about Encourage. Kim and I, her brother, Jeff, a very close, very, very close friend of mine, and meant a lot to me. And Kim, we owe a lot of thanks to with what we did with giving a tribute to Jeff and some of those things. And certainly appreciate everything Kim does in this community. And
which is a lot.
As a side note, amazing human being.
Yeah,
just amazing human being. Enjoy your day, Kim. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier for Saturday, Ramona Lubeck.
Ramona, congratulations and happy birthday on Saturday.
That's a beautiful name. Yeah, that's a great name. Ramona, enjoy your day. Enjoy your day, Ramona. We take a look at Sunday, and we wish a happy birthday to Mary Sue Jinsky.
Mary Sue, happy birthday.
Also happy birthday to Kelly Ketchum.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
And as a side note, we want to mention happy birthday to Rosie Ashbrenner out of Shockton.
Shockton, okay.
She grew up in Nakusa and lives in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, happy birthday, Rosie. Cool. Yeah, on Sunday.
Happy 62nd anniversary to Dave and Diane Peterson.
Dave and Diane, awesome. 62 years, that's just so cool.
That is amazing, you two. Happy anniversary. And a happy 45th anniversary to our qualifiers, Randy and BJ Herman.
Oh, Randy and BJ. Congratulations, you two.
Enjoy your anniversary, you two. Have a fantastic one. And everybody celebrating out there, enjoy your birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. We wish you great ones.
Not as many weddings in August. It's like June and July.
Yeah. Is October a big month for birthdays or anniversaries? I can't remember.
I don't know. I think September might be bigger. We'll have to see.
We'll have to find out. Yeah. Taking a look at our celebrity list of birthdays and anniversaries. Evan Lynch is 33. Luna Lovegood in the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, okay.
I've gotten a couple right, like Elijah Wood, and a couple like, oh, this person's going to blow up and be huge.
Right.
And there's a couple where I've been way off. I thought she would be that young lady. I thought was incredibly good as Luna Lovegood. I thought she was very likable, very had a really good on-screen presence, and I haven't seen much of her since. Let's see here. Vanessa Carlton is 44, 1,000 miles.
Okay.
Let's see. Emily Strayer is 52 from The Chicks.
Oh, yes, yes.
Let's see.
Formerly the Dixie Chicks, just in case you don't remember. Yeah. I always forget that they changed their name.
We celebrated her over on The Sunrise Show. And we also wish a happy birthday to one of the most talented human beings walking the earth, Mr. Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
Michael Very Scott good. On The Office, Gru and Despicable Me, Welcome to Marwin, the Foxtrot. His performance in Foxtrot is incredibly disturbing. As much as he is a funny guy, he is so good at the serious stuff, too.
He's just an all-around good actor.
There's not many actors that can play somebody like he does in Anchorman. You know, where the characters, the punchline is he's dumb.
He is the punchline, right?
Yeah, he isn't. And then a character like Michael Scott, where the whole character is built on making you uncomfortable and just making things awkward and difficult,
right,
while also being very empathetic and very likable somehow.
That show would not have succeeded if he hadn't been able to walk the line between, he's not... the character of Michael Scott isn't dumb, but he's like self-absorbed,
yes,
and you know, very unself-aware. But you were right. He made it so you were still had sympathy for him, even though he's not a very likable guy.
No.
Yeah.
But yet you still you still rooted for him sometimes.
Yes,
and
you
everything.
Did.
And you know, just as an example, look at what Ricky Gervais did with that character, and look at what he did with that character, and night and day.
Yes.
And it's not a shot at Ricky Gervais.
No.
Just two very different actors.
Right. Right.
And I think though that the thing that stands out to me about Steve Carell is his work on The Daily Show. A lot of people after this all this time, a lot of people might forget that he got his start on The Daily
That's
Show.
Right. So many people we know now.
Like him and Stephen Colbert, they were hired at the same time in part because they were both Second City actors in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fortunate, along with thousands of other Second City students and everything.
Right.
They have archives there, and you can watch the old archives.
That's great.
And one of the things that made those two actors famous was the Stephen on Stephen bit. And they started that at Second City. And you watch the old bits, and the timing and chemistry of those two is just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I saw similar to it was Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Mm.
And I would say, interestingly, Chris Farley and Tim Meadows.
Right.
Really good chemistry with Tim Meadows.
Yes.
Chris Farley and Tim Meadows.
Yes.
It's really good. Happy 62nd birthday to Steve Carell.
Yes.
Happy
62?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That, whoa.
Little
okay,
older
that just.
I would have expected.
Yeah, right.
Happy 64th birthday to Timothy Hutton, Nathan on Leverage. He was in the first season of Amazon's Jack Ryan. One of those guys that was in the early
80s. He was like the next, kind of one of the, he thought to be one of the next big actors. It just never worked out that way. But he's had a very, very good career.
Whew,
so.
What a career,
yeah.
Still what a career.
Yep.
And speaking of amazing careers, Madonna is 66.
Wow.
Having hits in like four different generations, four different decades, let alone everything else she did. She starting her own music, our production company with Maverick.
Her own label, yep.
Label, now everybody's done that.
Yep.
There's so many things that Madonna did that whether you like her or not, I think you have to respect.
She's done things that okay, first of all, very few pop artists have done. And like you said, you were talking about the many decades, and like almost no women have done. Women, yeah. Pop stars. That's really remarkable.
Yeah.
And like you said before, she paved the way for so many. You don't have Beyonce.
Yep.
Without her.
Yep.
You don't have Taylor Swift without Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I don't know why I love this so much, but Madonna, I seem like I forget this every year. Madonna and Angela Bassett are the same age and share a birthday.
That's so good.
You can make the argument one of the great, not make the argument, she is one of the greatest actors in the world today. Angela Bassett is 66.
She's amazing.
Just got robbed of an Oscar. I'm sorry, but she did. She did. She should have won for Black Panther. She should have won for Malcolm X.
She should have won for many, many times. I mean,
can think of at least
so many
three
roles.
And you've seen her in a bunch of different movies and TV shows. She's currently, I think, on 9-1-1, that TV
right.
show there.
She and I wonder if she's one of those few actors that because of how she looks, you know, how beautiful she is, she gets short shrift on her talent.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
she's one of those like ethereal
yes,
beauties. I
yes.
mean, she's just an amazing, you know.
Yeah.
But what you're saying though, tremendous actor.
Just one of the greats.
Yep.
We also somebody no longer with us. Born on this date, Julie Newmar. Oh, I'm sorry. Julie Newmar is 91. I deeply apologize to Miss Newmar. My favorite Catwoman, probably
Julie Newmar. Yes. Catwoman. Yes.
Incredible job back then, man.
In a cheesy TV show,
yes,
man. She did a good job.
Yes.
She really did.
That show. I watched some scenes back in the day, and I don't care how corny it is. I love that.
It's still
the
fun.
The original Batman.
So
I love
fun.
It. It's awesome. Grew up on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Looking at Saturday, we got some birthdays to celebrate for then. We have wish a happy birthday to Sean Penn. It's happy 64th to him.
Oh, wow.
On Saturday. Fantastic actor.
64?
Fantastic, yeah.
Madonna's older than him. Because, you know, they were married at one point. That's interesting. I didn't realize that.
He was younger than her.
Yeah.
Nice connection, man. Wow, I didn't even think about that. Madonna and Sean Penn had a birthday just a day apart.
Just a day apart,
and
yep.
He was younger. I didn't realize
Neither
that.
Neither did
That's
I.
An interesting one.
Yeah.
How crazy is that they ain't been together in two decades and we still think about that as a couple? That is wild. That's wild.
It was a turbulent relationship.
I don't
Let's put
know
it that
what
way.
I had for breakfast this morning, but I remember that, man. Belinda Carlisle, 66 Saturday. Beautiful, wonderful, incredibly talented lead singer of the Go-Go's.
Yep.
And she had a number one hit in Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Yeah, she had a pretty decent solo career, too. Yep.
Robert De Niro is 81 tomorrow.
81?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
My dad and I don't have a lot of debates in acting, but there are a couple of names in our house you just don't insult. Okay. And De Niro and Pacino are two of them. Mm-hmm. I've always felt that Al Pacino, nothing against Robert De Niro, one of the finest actors of any generation, not just his, mm-hmm. one of the greatest actors we'll ever see. I just think Pacino's a step ahead.
There you go.
Just a step. Mm-hmm. Not much, but just a step ahead. My father is furious right now. He is furious.
Every
with
time
me
you bring
right
it up,
now. Jimmy Raging Bull. Like, put on weight for it, Jimmy. Like, just, he'll make arguments that I would make. Jimmy Deer Hunter. Jimmy Awakenings. Look at Awakenings, Jimmy. Your boy's in that one. Look at that one. Like, yeah, yeah. De Niro's just one of the greats. One of the greats.
He certainly is. You know, there was a time. Do people remember this? When, like, De Niro was, like, this weird enigma.
Yeah.
He never did interviews. He was very, you know, private and when he wasn't acting and stuff. Boy, has that changed.
Yeah.
In his last 20 years of life. He's really gone the other way.
Really don't care anymore. Really he's going to say what he says, man. His legacy is set.
He ain't cared.
And people no longer with us, like Davy Crockett, born in 1786, passed away in 1836.
Davy Crockett.
So quite a good, interesting history with that one.
Yes.
And the great Mae West, born in born on Saturday in 1893, passed away in 1980. There's so many great lines from Mae West.
Oh, my gosh.
So many.
Who, by the way, you know, if you go back and watch some of her movies from the 30s, first of all, you'll notice that some of the risque humor in it,
yes,
which is kind of fun, you know, because it's like you don't think about that sort of thing. She wrote a lot of her own dialogue.
Yep.
Which is really cool. She was just a very clever woman. And, man, but they didn't know what to do with her, man. She got into trouble because of something she did on the radio, and they banned her from that for a while, and so that kind of hurt her career. And yeah, but what a character.
I actually talked to an old teacher of mine because he was a big fan of hers and brought her up a number of times about how, similar to what you just said, they didn't know what to do with her as a talent and some of those things. And talking to him about, she was one of the first canceled acts. Her,
she was
Jackie Mason. Like, we've been canceling people for a long time.
We have.
You know, there's a couple of stories there in history where that happened.
Right.
When I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better.
Well,
that's a good line.
It was so much in her delivery. Why don't you come up and see me sometime?
Such a good delivery.
She was one of a kind.
Sunday birthdays. Andy Samberg is 46. Jake on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, famous SNL alum. I love Andy Samberg.
Wow. He's my agent. He's got a birthday only one day off of mine. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Malcolm Jamal Warner is 54 on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Of course, the Cosby Show.
Theo, yep.
Edward Norton is 55 on Sunday.
Very good actor.
Great actor.
Mm-hmm.
And Christian Slater is 55 on Sunday.
Another fine actor.
Yeah, yeah.
A whole bunch of them, man.
Some really good ones. Dennis Leary is 67 on Sunday.
Jeez. That I didn't know that he was as close to my birthday on that one. But
Robert Redford, 88 on Sunday. So happy to be able to say that. Robert Redford still going strong.
Yes.
88 years old for one of the greatest actors of all time.
Yep.
I've actually
iconic.
Been looking back and watching some old scenes with him and Paul Newman. And I got to say, man, I don't think we give Paul Newman enough credit.
I don't think so.
I never thought about it before and everything, but that's, if somebody said to me, Paul Newman's the greatest actor of all time or the greatest actor they ever saw, I would not fight with them on
it. You could have an argument for that. Absolutely.
I think five decades Newman had not only had hits, but was like nominated for an Oscar in five different decades.
Right.
You look at the early tellings of, especially in the late 50s, early 60s, of winners of the Academy Award for Best Lead Actor. And it's Newman in there nominated almost every time.
Every year, yeah.
It's incredible. Incredible run he had.
And maybe one of the reasons we do that is because Redford, of course, he's pretty much retired now, but was also a tremendous director.
Yeah.
Newman never had an interest in directing.
Yeah.
He had, trust me, he had lots of interest pursuits, like the whole race car thing that he did, which is still amazing to me. But yeah, and I think that's part of it.
Rosalind Carter would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, born in 1927. Piss passed away last year, former first lady, and of course to miss Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Swayze would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, born in 1952, passed away in 2009. Can't talk about the 80s and not Patrick Swayze.
Do me a favor, everyone. Today is the day you need to watch the original Roadhouse, not this junk that came. Jake, get out of here, Jake. You're a good actor. Get out of here with that. We don't need that movie, okay? We need the original. because it's the greatest bad movie ever made.
It really is. I watched the new one. I did watch the new one just for having something on in the background and everything. And I watched it loosely, over 2 days. I love Jake Gyllenhaal. I think he's one of the best actors out there. He did that movie to get in shape. wait a minute. I can get all pumped up for this. I have to do it. I have to do it. It's for the role. Yeah.
Patrick Swayze looked the same all the time. Yeah. He was well a fit said. Man.
And also would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, born in 1934, passed away in 72, Roberto Clemente. I mentioned before, in our house, there are names that you just do not insult, and that is on the Mount Rushmore, the Maloff Mount Rushmore. Mr. Clemente is the second one on that list. Incredible career.
In fact, there is an award in baseball called the Clemente Award, and that's every team nominates a player who has the most impact on their community every year. They award that, and there's not without reason that it's called the Roberto Clemente Award.
He famously passed away in a plane crash while trying to deliver supplies to earthquake-stricken Nicaragua. His last hit, his 3,000th hit.
That's one of the coolest stats. He's right there on the line. That was it was at the end of the season. He got his 3,000th hit, and unfortunately, that was it.
Yeah.
But
one more, you want to watch a highlight reel, watch Roberto Clemente in right field. just watch it. Tell me there's ever been a better arm in right field.
Watch the 1971 World Series highlights. He's all over that.
We're going to be having an episode of Playmakers tonight, and we're going to be talking about this. And I want the audience to get together their favorite outfielders, their favorite right fielders of all time, because I don't think there was a better arm ever in baseball history than Roberto Clemente's in right field.
I would say that, except Henry Aaron also played right field.
It's a good point.
He also had a pretty good arm.
Much better career. Much better career. One more time, wishing everybody a happy birthday and anniversary out there. Celebrate with our great friends over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Keep in mind, they got that great fish fry going on tonight.
They do.
We'll come back, and we're going to give out some Culvers. It's coming up, Star of the Day, right here at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What we're about to do right now is play a older TV theme song. Okay. You call up, and if you get the answer right, you will not only win a family pack of four from Wisconsin Rapids, from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers,
right?
But I think we throw on a T-shirt, Seth.
Oh, we got lots of them. Let's do that.
Yeah, let's throw on a T-shirt. Your choice, a WFHR, WIRI. Mm-hmm. You can have your choice. We'll throw a T-shirt in there as well. And we send a big thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Wherever you have a Culvers, you have a business putting into your community.
Yes, you
do. Support Culvers. Get some Culvers in your life, and maybe do so right now as we get ready to play this theme song. Remember, call up if you haven't won anything in 30 days, 424-2600. Let us know what TV show this is from. Oh, right away.
Nice.
Had to get that in there. Good morning. What's your answer?
Dick Van Dyke Show?
Yes, indeed.
Nicely done. Let's make this official here.
Okay, get the bell.
Yes. There
we go.
Now it's official. Well done, sir. Can I get your first name?
Ed,
thank you so much for listening and playing along. Ed, you got that one quick. Were you a fan of the show?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke. Yep.
Classic.
A lot of stuff he did.
Yes.
Classic show. We were trying to help our students learn how to fall. Doing some comedy, doing pratfalling, all of that, and they're just struggling. One of my students was really struggling with it. I had him go and watch the Dick Van Dyke Show. Even if you just watch the intro, watch the Dick Van Dyke Show. You'll never see anybody better at the pratfall than Dick Van Dyke. And he goes and watches it, but then he sends me this video of Dick Van Dyke at like 75 or something like that, some years back, doing the pratfall and doing it perfectly still. Like that man, and I just saw a picture of him the other day.
Yeah.
He looked great. Looked great.
Yes, he does.
Ed, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Hang on the line. I'm going to get a little information from you off air. We'll ask you your T-shirt size and that stuff off air and everything. But, Ed, we appreciate you listening and playing along, man.
All right. Bye.
We will talk to you in a second, Ed. And part of the reason we did that one, everybody, is earlier this week, you might have heard that we were celebrating Rosemarie's birthday.
That's right.
She was born on August 15th, just yesterday.
That's
right. We got
right.
to celebrate that one. The Dick Van Dyke Show ran for many years, from 61 to 66. Another creation of Carl Reiner.
Carl Reiner. You know, I was going to say, it's up there as like the greatest sitcom of all time. It had its, you know, of course, not every show is perfect. No show is perfect. But there was, especially the Office dynamic with Dick Van Dyke, Rosemarie, and Maury Amsterdam. They were so good together. Their chemistry was so awesome.
Got Mary Tyler Moore in the Public Eye.
And yeah, that's
her,
right.
Her break mm-hmm. and everything. And Dick Van Dyke was an incredible person off stage mm-hmm. as well. There's a reason why people love to work with that guy.
Yep.
Love to work with others.
Generous.
Yep. Really good with kids. Mm-hmm. There's so many good stories of him on the set of Mary Poppins yep. and hanging out with kids and stuff. Him and Gene Wilder, maybe Robin too, but Gene Wilder's got some amazing stories about how he was with kids, like during Charlie and the Chocolate Factory mm-hmm. and some of those. There was one of the young actors on that show, her parents weren't there. And when Gene Wilder found that out, he went and told like a bunch of other people around the set and everything, like, hey, we got to be her dad. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to be her parents. Like, Dick Van Dyke was very similar to that.
Yeah.
This is an incredible person and talented yes. man. And yes, that show still stands up.
Yep.
We will take a time out. We'll come back. We're talking about these new words Scrabble entered into their lexicon. We'll get into that. We come back nice. On the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you, a couple of tall guys. Our shoulders are pretty high up, but you can lean on us. You can. Just might need a ladder.
Yes.
We got some fun stuff to take you to the top of the hour. 9 o'clock hour, going to go strong. We'll have some entertainment news for you, let you know what's new on your small screen, big screen, and your local theater stage.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, we're also going to get into a couple of fun topics. How to tell a joke.
We finally figured it out.
Yes, I'm working on it, everybody. I know
he's trying hard.
The start of the show was a little rough, but I'm going to get it down by then.
By the end of the show, he'll be good.
And what TV workplace would you actually like to work at? I want the audience's participation
right.
on that one.
I think I might have given this one away already, but that's all right.
We're going to have some fun with that one. Yeah, we'll have some fun with that one. But right now, we're going to get into, you know, most Americans use the Merriam-Webster version, but the Collins Dictionary has one that's used by most other English speaking countries. Mm. Some international competitions combine them when it comes to Scrabble.
Ooh, okay.
So all right. Those are the two big dictionaries used for the game of Scrabble, and it's certainly competitive Scrabble, mm-hmm. which I think a lot of us are just learning exists.
I can't imagine how intense that gets.
Yeah, yeah.
I think about you playing Scrabble in your family. I mean, come on, man.
Man, my Nana, there may be no other person on this planet that I feel comfortable saying loved me I was her king. Like, my Nana
right.
loved me.
Unconditional,
so.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes. And we'd be playing Scrabble, and that woman would keep me up until 1 a.m. on a school night just so she could beat me and my Aunt Pat. She was ruthless. Ruthless.
Something about that game. I don't know.
One of the sweetest human beings I've ever known. But you get her in a Scrabble game more than any other game. And man, she did. It was all like we were not leaving that table until one of us won. I can remember my papa yelling from the bedroom, Anna, let them sleep. He said, shut up. They're learning. It was always her argument.
We were learning words, right? Yeah.
We were learning. That was
hilarious.
You're so right about that, though. I think even you can make the argument more than Monopoly, this game.
This game can, like, ruin intense. Families. Yeah, right.
Collins just announced they're adding 2,000 new words, including a bunch of Gen Z slang.
All right.
They'll be playable words starting January 1st, 2025. It's not clear how many are being added to the Merriam-Webster version, so play your words accordingly. Mm-hmm. But here are some of the new words added, like yeet, meaning to throw, but also use it as express excitement.
Yep.
You're feeling yeet about it. And
that one's already starting to fall out of favor.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
Bougie.
My kids stop saying it.
Bougie.
Bougie.
B-O-U-J-E-E.
Yep.
Fancy or luxurious.
It's short for bourgeoisie.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah. And I have heard some younger millennials use that too. So it's not just the Zers.
Floof. F-L-O-O-F. Floof. Slang for a furry animal.
Very cool. Fun word to say. Floof is fun to say, I have to say.
That's
you know.
A fun one. That's fun. Let's see here. Nibbling. Nibbling. N-I-B-L-I-N-G.
Nibbling.
A gender-neutral term for a niece or a nephew.
Huh. Oh! Huh. Oh, I get it. Nibbling sibling. Oh, that's cool.
That is kind of cool.
That is a handy word. I got to remember that one.
Got to admit, I was a little afraid at first of that one, but it's all right.
It's good.
It's all right. Anywho. Anywho.
Wait. That wasn't in there before?
I'm a little surprised it wasn't.
Jeez, my parents used that one.
Yeah, I'm 90% sure my nanny used that one.
Yeah.
On us, and we never called her on it. Like, now I'm starting to wonder how many games she actually won. I'm sorry.
She just pulled your leg.
She was good. She was a hustler.
That is a word. That is a word.
Yep, she was good. And you weren't going to argue with the matriarch of the family. Like, no, I don't know. Especially like 6 and 7
no.
and stuff. I was like, no. I like how anywho is spelled too, just how it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhoo.
Yep.
Like not Nay.
Like Who. Yeah. Who. Yeah.
Coulda. So coulda is in there with a could with an A. Coulda.
So that's kind of a compound word now. Yeah. Coulda, yes.
So they're kind of now that was the one that used to get me in trouble because I grew up with broken English, man. Yeah, so right. Half of my spelling was all broken English.
Yeah, it was
spelling.
All messed up. Yeah,
I would try to use slang words and stuff with mm-hmm. that. Like I remember trying to put rad in there, and her just like almost like getting up off the table like, "Dude, stop that." And grammable. Grammable.
Mm.
Something worthy of being posted to Instagram.
Okay. Gotcha.
I would like it better if it was about grandmas. I like that. Grammable.
Grammable.
That's fun. That's a fun one, though. I like that.
That's not bad. Not bad.
Anybody playing Scrabble this weekend, you gotta
Wait. We can't do that till 2015 or 2025.
That's true.
You can't use them yet. So sorry, guys. Yeah, we shouldn't have done that.
I love that, and this kind of dipped down a little bit, but I just thought for the heck of it, I'd look at, before we got going here mm-hmm. this morning, at board game sales.
Oh.
They certainly were, they dipped down quite a bit as even when we were kids, they were down.
They did, yes.
Had a comeback during the pandemic.
They sure did.
And I was curious, is that trend still going? I've been looking into this more of mm-hmm. things that we are doing during the pandemic, and are we still doing them? And I would say 9 out of 10 have kept up, including the board game thing. They've had a rejuvenance and are going strong.
I have to say that this is anecdotal, of course. A couple months ago, we went up to the Barnes & Noble up in outside of in Rib Mountain, just outside of Wausau. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe the number of board games they had. They had two different sections. Like, one was more like a kids-oriented one, and then they had more of an adult-oriented one mm-hmm. with more complex, you know, strategic games. So many games. I'm like, man, people must be doing this stuff. If they right. That section wouldn't be that big if it weren't for that.
I love seeing a bunch of there's a lot of coffee shops that are adding, you know.
Yeah, board games available, right? Yeah.
I think that's a really smart move. And that's
not just chess anymore.
Yeah.
Actual other board games,
that's
too.
That's a good point. Yeah. You're right. Every coffee shop had
used to have a chessboard or a checkerboard, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of coffee shops, the rule at most coffee shops is buy something and you can use their Wi-Fi as long as you want. But not all coffee shops. A place in New York called Bedford Studio is getting some very bad press for charging customers $10 a day if they want to use their laptop. That's on top of what you pay for a fancy coffee, is obviously $10 to $15 nowadays
or whatever.
Someone posted a video of a sign that says laptop use is for members only, $10 a day or $30 a month, and they bill themselves as a coffee shop but also a co-working space, so that's why they think they can charge extra. Their website says they welcome everyone to come inside to purchase coffee and relax, but they require a membership to work there. The reaction online is mixed. Some think Wi-Fi should always be free, but others like the idea. One person said that they hate how coffee shops are always packed now with tons of loud Zoom calls and things like that. Maybe this will counter some of that. To each their own, and everybody's just trying to stay alive right now. I get some of that. But... So I will say that we had an opportunity with the internet to do things that we didn't do right with cable. Cable
that
should have
correct.
Never been charged. Cable should have
not
never
been the way
been
it was.
Charged.
Right? Yeah.
Not the way it went, not the way it is, and not mm-hmm. the way it certainly is now.
Right.
The internet should be free.
Yes.
Nobody owns the internet.
Nope.
Nobody owns the internet. Keep that in mind.
People have tried.
They've tried.
Yes.
But nobody owns the internet.
Yeah, Google, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we get this. If you ask some people that may not be in the know or anything like that, hey, who owns the internet? Microsoft. Like, I mean, I don't know. You know, they would give an answer that doesn't. The internet should be free.
Right.
It should be free. Now, what types of speeds you get and different companies offer bandwidth this and bandwidth that, some of those things.
Sure.
That's different. That's competition. Yep. That's capitalism. capitalism and all that. The internet as itself should be free. No person on the planet, if they want to get online, should not be able to.
Right.
And the fact that we have it that way is we dropped the ball on this one.
The men who and it was mostly men, so that's why I said it like that. Mm-hmm. That in quote unquote invented the internet, the ones who did the infrastructure, they deliberately said, we're not taking any like royalty thing on this. We're making it open to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that because this is what they wanted. They wanted anyone to be able to access the internet. So let's be happy. And everyone, like I said before, people are keep trying to find ways to close the internet.
Yeah.
And make it so you have to pay for whatever kind of thing. Remember the whole Web3 thing?
Yeah.
That's kind of what that was, is trying to make it so everything, that kind of fell by the wayside too.
Yeah.
You know, just like all these other bubbles that happen. Anyway, that's off topic. But like what you're saying, the internet is free and it should stay that way forever.
So the idea of charging for it, whatever it is, is never going to probably make sense to me in my brain. Now, I will say every business has a right to try to stay open. But as I was saying
yesterday,
coffee
that bad?
Yeah, that's my whole thing here.
Exactly.
Like,
why do you feel you need to do this?
And look, just because you start a business and you have a business doesn't mean you belong in business.
100%.
We have it this way for a reason. If you're good at this, you'll be okay.
If you're feeling a need, that's basically why you should start a business. Yeah.
If you're not good at it, then you end up charging $10 for Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
Like that. So I wouldn't even want to
junk
try
fees.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to try that coffee. I don't know.
No, I don't think I'd go there.
You stick around. Fill up your coffee, everybody, and stick around because we have great things coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, some entertainment news for you. We'll get into some more fun stuff. And a little bit later in the hour, we're going to get into not only how to tell a joke, but what workplace would you like to work at? What TV workplace would you like to work at?
All right.
A lot of good choices out there. We're going to hear from you and yours. Right here at
this is locally grown radio WFHR 1320 AM W248 DE.